How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly favored. Oh, let me tell you. Sometimes we don't have such reality of what you just spoke. Because what you speak is what you eat. What you speak is what you eat. So if you speak truth, you eat light. If you eat light, light exposes darkness, and you know what happens? You change. There's so many people crying out there, oh, Lord, change me. Oh, Lord, change me. When are you going to change me? And he's going, when are you going to go where I told you to go? You don't tell me how to change you. Lord, you know I'm struggling with this, 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 and this. I know. Now, would you go here? See, one of the things that God is always trying to do is bring us to the next level. Everyone say the next level. And there's two things that you must be, and that's consistent and disciplined. Or you never reach the next level. Why? Because God can't trust you. That's why one of the most dangerous individuals is individuals that live by how they feel. They are dangerous. But an individual that doesn't live by how they feel, but they live by the voice of God, the unction of God, and the truth. If they are led by the Spirit, God can trust them. And he puts everybody through tests to see if he can trust us. You know, and many people want to get to the next level. Come on, Lord, you know I've been doing this and this and this, and I'm doing this for you, I'm doing that for you. Yes, but you're still lack. You still let your flesh tell you what to do. You're still not consistent in taking dominion over your flesh. Now, you may be consistent in showing up, but are you consistent after you leave? Hello? So remember, God cannot put you to the next level because he knows the next level means bigger devil. Everyone say next level? Bigger devil. So if you can't kick butt on the demons that are around you already, how are you going to go to a bigger one? Right? So understand that there is the next level, and God brings you through trials and through things to bring you to another level. And it is important. Right now, there's a third move of God. That third move that God is doing right now. And we want to be in it. And if you didn't get the teaching Sunday, make sure you get it. Because it's called the third move. But there is the next level. The next level. Go to Luke 2. How many of y'all want to go to the next level? In Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Everybody there? Luke chapter 2 and verse 41. And Jesus' parents, they went to Jerusalem every year for the feast of Passover. How many of y'all are getting ready to celebrate the feast of Passover? And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after how many days? 3 days. They found him in the temple. Talk about prophetic. Sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening, everyone say listening, to them and what? Asking questions. So was he teaching them? No. He was what? Listening and asking them questions. Does everybody understand that? And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he had spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in what? Wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Now, he increased. Was Jesus going to the next level? Does everybody understand that? You won't get favor from God until there's a level of favor according to the level where you're at. That's why the Bible says God will never give you any more than you can handle. One of the problems is people are not allowing God to do it. They go out and do it. So when God doesn't answer because they haven't reached that level to release certain things of that according to that level, they go out and do it. And it usually causes problems. So in this third move, I want you to know that there is a special level that we have to be at. Jesus was about the Father's business. That's the third level. That's the third move, isn't it? Kingdom business is the third move. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. In other words, he was maturing into the next level. This was designated by God so that Jesus could get more and more into the next level, into the area where he was earning the trust and favor, wasn't he? Go to John 3. So is Jesus the example for me and you? Amen. You know, a lot of people think they can bypass Jesus. You can't. In John chapter 3 and verse 20-something. Is everybody there? John 3:24. Now we know that Jesus had to show up, right, and get baptized by John, didn't he? And in verse 24 it says, "For John had not yet been thrown into prison. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, 'Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he's baptizing, and all are coming to him.' John answered and said, 'A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.'" In other words, John the Baptist was known as the forerunner of Christ, wasn't he? I want you to grab hold of this because John the Baptist is also a representation of me and you. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must what? Increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony is certified that God is true. And for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Now, this is powerful. In other words, he said that Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ, prepared the way of the Lord. But when, now, and again, John the Baptist was a representation of the old man. your old man. Now look at this. When Jesus came, John goes to jail. Now remember, John was the forerunner of the Lord, right? So he came before the Lord. But when Jesus came to get baptized, John had to turn around. John was before the Lord, but now Jesus was before John. Does everybody understand that? Come on, let your spiritual mind grab hold of this. When John was, he was a forerunner before Jesus. When Jesus came to go get baptized in the water, he met him where? In the Jordan. John turned around. Now Jesus was before John. Has everybody got it? That's why he said he must what? Increase and I must decrease. Oh, hallelujah. So when Jesus shows up on the scene, now Jesus is before John. So here's an example that John saw Jesus, didn't he? Now he baptizes him. But what happens to John immediately, very close afterwards, John goes into what? Prison. According to the old man. Why? Because he saw the Lord. If the Lord is before him, your old man goes in prison. Then what happened to John? He got beheaded. Do you remember that? And that's what has to happen to your old man. It must be beheaded so that you don't see yourself in things. You see Christ in things. Is everybody with me? Jesus, or John the Baptist, was the prime example of going to the next level. Because we must put our old man in jail, in lockdown, and cut off the old man's head. This is how you get to the next level. Again, John was before the Lord until the Lord came. Now there's something that happens after this, because now Jesus goes around and he says, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it first. So John was before Jesus. Jesus shows up, gets baptized in the Holy Spirit. John turns around. Now Jesus is before John. John goes to prison. And he dies, now the Father is before Jesus. Why? Because each level that God brought him to. That's called true relationship. Again, if you truly have a relationship, you always see the Lord before you, don't you? He's always there no matter what you do, whatever decision you're making, anything you're doing. If the Lord is before you, you have a relationship. That's why people think that God's not seeing. You know why? Because they really don't have a relationship. A relationship means the Lord is always there. Even David said that the Lord's always before me. He's at my right hand. See, so without that imagery, without that effect in your life, there truly isn't a relationship with the Lord. Has everybody got this? And this is associated in the third move. And this is how you get to the next level. So there's many people who claim that they know the Lord, but they really don't. Because if you know him, you see him. Didn't Jesus say that? If you knew me, you would see me. Hello. Go to Luke 4. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. The next level. Now, I want to share something with you because this is very profound. You know, especially with cutting off the head and so forth. And you know, last Friday night at service, at the anointing service, at the end of the service, the Lord said to me, I have a word for my people. And he said, if you'll stop looking to the past, I'll start making everything new for you. In other words, if you stop looking to the past, he'll start making everything new. And stop looking to the past means stop going to past feelings, stop going to past successes, stop going to past failures, stop going to the past. If you stop going to the past, see, if you associate with the past, you're going to react. If you're associating with the future, you're going to respond. That's why people react, because they're in the past and they don't even realize it. God is not looking at what you can do for him. He's looking to see if you're expressing his character. So in this, during the service, when we were ending the service and the presence of God was just wonderful. And he said to me, if my people will stop looking to the past, I'll start making everything new. And when he said that, I saw this, like, large spirits behind everyone. And it was an outline of these tall bodies. And it was behind every single person that was there. And then I saw this silver, large sword go over everybody's head all across the room while everybody was standing. And as the sword went over everybody's head, it was cutting off the head of the spirit behind them. The next day, I walked out of my house and there was a snake there. And I was on the phone. And so I walk out of the front door. My wife hears me say, "You varmint, foul, unclean spirit." And next thing she hears is, "Give me a knife." So she gets me a knife and she comes out. And I take the knife and I told the other person, "I'm busy right now. I'll call you back," or whatever. Because how many of y'all know that snakes are accursed items? They carry demons. People think that they're pets. No, they're demon carriers. They're hosts for demons. Oh, I don't believe that. Of course you don't, because you can't see spiritually and you have no understanding of the things of the spirit. So that snake came out, man, and came out, and he went in the bushes, and I lost him for a second, and he went up, and I said, "Lord, I need your help." And that snake caught his, tipped his head out, and it was gone. Yes. I went back in the house, and it was about a, I don't know, 5-foot snake, 6-foot, I don't know, 5-foot. And it was black. And so I go in the house, I come back out about 45 minutes later, and there's another one. Same identical thing. Now, you got to understand something. When I had my encounter with the Lord, you know what came out of me? A snake, serpent, large, very large. So I'm accustomed to these things, and the Lord always told me, when you see a snake, cut its head. Because that's just one less place that a demon can fellowship or hide. So this one was fast, same identical snake. And I lost them in the bushes again, and I'm waiting at this one bush. And I'm going, "Lord, I need your help." Next thing I know, another bush over here is a tail. I think, man, I really missed this one. And I said, "Okay, Papa, bring him out." And he brought him out. I missed him. I said, "A little bit further." He brings him out a little bit further, and whoo, his head was gone. But it hit me what he was saying the night before. If you will not look to your past, I'll make everything new. And when I saw that sword cut off those heads of those spirits behind the people, I realized, wow. See, two meaning witness. Two had to come that day with heads gone so I would have confirmation. Do you understand this? And they were identical. Identical. I thought, wow, it's happening. It's happening. We're in the third move, and we got to be ready. We got to be ready. And we must, in this third move, there was a specific levels in the third move, and God wants to get us to the level that he's predestined for me and you to be at. Hallelujah. And Luke chapter 4. Is everybody okay? Well, nobody ran out, so you must be. In verse 1, let's read this together. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the what? He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be what? Tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterwards when the days have ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, the devil did what? Said to him. So does the devil speak? Amen. You know, most people don't even realize they're hearing the voice of the stranger. They just think it's them. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will what? Worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Why? Because he was interfering with seeing the Father. Do you understand that? He said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Get behind me, Satan. The level of worship will determine your next level. Your level of worship will determine your next level. Your level of worship will determine your next level. Sometimes people can only go so far. You know why? Because your level of worship is going to decrease you and increase him. So your level of worship will only allow so much of Jesus to take over your life. And some people will never reach the next level. They'll just become word. They'll plant seed. They become farmers. But they'll never cast out a devil, especially the one that's in them. They won't lay hands on the sick to heal. And they'll always be led in the arena of guilt and shame. Everybody got it. Why? Because they can never fulfill what God is asking them to do. And that's torment. Is everybody okay? Let's go to the next verse. Or the verse 13. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he what? Departed from him until a what? Opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. The first thing Jesus was talking about, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because your level of worship will determine your next level. Mark 8. Well, I've known the Lord all this time. I don't need to worship. He knows me and I know him. Yes, that's why he's speaking to you tonight. See, you may think you know your heart. Only he knows your heart. Only the Lord truly knows your heart. That's why he likes to expose it to us. In Mark chapter 8, in verse 31. Let's read this. And he, Jesus, began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan. For you are not mindful of things of God, but the things of what? Men. Hello. So again, Satan was trying to take the place of the Father. Do you understand that? Because Jesus now was seeing everything of the Father. And he said, now this was Peter. But could Jesus see spiritually? Amen. And he said, get behind me, Satan, for you are only mindful of things of men. And this is where people do not reach the next level because Satan is always in front of them, making them more mindful of the things of men. You know, one of the things we've got to reach in this next level is, you know what? Don't be a busybody. Don't be concerned about other people's manners. The relationship is you and God, not you and another person. So, you are the temple of God. It's you and God. In fact, Many times you've heard us say the will of God is you and God, not you and anybody else. It's you and God. It's you and God. And the will of God is to practice righteousness, isn't it? So if you're practicing righteousness, you're actually doing the will of God to fulfill your purpose or your call. So he says, get behind me, mindful of things of men. Then one of the things that will stop the move to the next level is to become mindful of the things of men. We need to be more mind-like with Christ than with man. Proverbs 3. The things that are carnal. Proverbs chapter 3. The next level. So God wants to bring you to the next level so you can kick more devil. Amen? Listen, your call is to battle, your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom, and your destiny is to use the talents that he's given you to infiltrate the world system. Well, if you're going to use these talents to infiltrate the world system, you better be armed and dangerous. And there is a certain level that God allows us, gets us to, so that we can penetrate these areas and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not our own. So again, your level of worship is going to determine your next level. And where your thoughts are is also going to determine your next level. Because as a man thinks, so he is. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Well, if he's not before you, how are you going to acknowledge him? Acknowledge him. In other words, you acknowledge that he's there. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase. In other words, stop robbing God. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Acknowledge him. In other words, he must be before you. In other words, you're seeing in your imagination. Now, I want to share this with you because it's important. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, right? So every voice is associated with a thought, isn't it? Every time you hear something, a thought comes. You hear something, a thought comes. Well, every time that thought comes, there's an image. That's called imagination. That's why you're to surrender your imagination to the Lord. Get it cleansed by the blood and so forth and keep it clean. So, what you speak is what you eat, right? So if you're speaking truth, you're eating light. That light, you're speaking the word of truth. It's causing a thought. Light's coming in you. It's going to promote an image. And that image should always promote Christ. This is how you see Jesus before you all the time. He's always there. Because as a man thinks, so he is, right? So if this voice comes, if the voice of darkness comes, it's going to promote rebellion, isn't it? It's going to have an image. Now, I want you to understand this. The image that comes from the voice of the stranger always shows yourself in front. Brings it to you. Come on, listen. Every time the voice of the stranger, this is how you know. If you're looking at you, woe is me, why me? If the voice of the stranger is going to always bring a thought, that thought is going to put an image, and that image is going to be about you. So what you're going to try to do then is you're going to try to make yourself look better than the other person. Why? Because when it brings it to you, it promotes pride. Now remember, there is self, which is the offspring of darkness. Pride is the protector of self. And fear is a protector of pride. So understand that this is how you're going to know whether you just heard from God or not. If you heard from God, you're going to see Christ. If you heard from the voice of a stranger, you're going to see you. It's all about me. Are you listening? Now, the Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing the word, right? Is the word truth? So when you speak it, does it become light? So, and what image is that going to promote? Christ. That's called faith. See, faith is spiritual sight. Faith is not blind. It's going to always promote the image of Christ. If it promotes the image of yourself, then that voice was not God. Does everybody got it? Does anybody got it? Second Corinthians chapter 10. You want to get to the next level? You better get out of the way. You better get behind. Hello? And you need to let Christ in front. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is everybody there? In verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, 3. Let's read this together. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down what? Strongholds. A stronghold is a memory lie. And does a lie produce a thought? Does it produce an image? Amen. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, we're to cast down false images by casting down thoughts that are contrary to the truth of God. Why? Because how did that image come, or how did that thought come? It came by the voice of a stranger and promoted a false image, didn't it? False image, I want you to understand this. Not only does it manifest yourself, but there's something else that it promotes. Fear. Everyone say fear. Fear. A false image promotes fear. A true image promotes faith. A false image promotes fear. A true image promotes faith. We need faith. We need to be increased in faith to get to the next level. Go to verse 14. For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of the things beyond measure, that is in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is what? Increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishments. So understand, God is trying to bring an arena where our faith is increased so that we can get to the next level. So if your faith is increased, are you going to be able to see spiritually? How about better? Amen. So you got to understand that your level of worship, like-mindedness with Christ, an increase of faith is going to get you to the next level. Why? Because all of this is going to be associated with your consistency and your discipline. Now, one of the things that's going to, again, a true image of God, of what God brings, is going to promote faith. What the enemy brings is going to promote fear. Why? Because fear is going to protect self, isn't it? So you're going to see self, but the fruit of that is going to be fear. Now, what's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. And his power is what? Fear. That's how he controls people, is by fear. Fear. Many people walk around in lack, fear of lack, because they lack. Oh, man, I need this, and I don't have this. And fear. Now, fear comes in multiple ways, but we need to have faith. Increase of faith. You know, one of the things mostly people have fear is in finances. And that's because they listened to the voice of the stranger and promoted a thought. That thought came an image, and the image of me, myself, and I got in front.
Oh, what about me? How am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this?
Promoted fear, didn't it? Wasn't a fruit fear? 1 Peter 5. So we must keep the Lord before us. Amen. That means we must stop looking behind so that we can go ahead to the next level so we can kick more devil. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Would you read it? Be what? Sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, look at this next verse. Slap your neighbor and tell him, let's read this together. Verse 9, it says what? Resist him steadfast into what? Faith. Why? Is faith spiritual sight? So how are you going to really resist the devil? You got to see spiritually. You got to be able to see spiritually. You know, I've seen people do all kinds. They've called the devil all kinds of names. Oh, Slewfoot, and this, and that, and all kinds of goofy stuff. They've called the devil all kinds of names and never got rid of them. Resist the devil in the faith by seeing the Lord before you, not looking back. Because when you look back, it promotes the flesh. And then you react instead of respond according to truth. But if you look forward, if you're seeing spiritually, because you're speaking the truth, you're listening to the voice of God, you're casting down the voice of the enemy, you're casting down those false images, you're going to see the Lord and not you in front. And your faith is going to increase. And then you're going to be able to resist the devil. Again, looking back brings in the flesh. Looking forward to Christ brings in the spirit. Second Corinthians chapter 5. The next level. Man, we need the next level. Coming out of this religious state and fearful state and me, myself, and I state and woes is me's and all the others easy. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Is everybody there? Verse 16. Let's read this together. 2 Corinthians 5, 16. Therefore from what? Now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Why? Because they're not walking in a faith, are they? And who are they seeing? Themselves. It's all about me. And what's their fruit? Fear. Fear. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. So if they're in Christ, and this doesn't mean just being about saved, that means being in the Spirit. Being in Christ means you're in the Spirit. If you're in the Spirit, you're seeing Christ before you. You know that no matter what you do in every decision, he's right there. Even though you go in and shut the door and think nobody else is seeing, he's right there. See, it's because this is how you know whether you have a relationship or not. Oh, God won't see. Oh, I think I can do this. Yeah. Well, then you don't have a relationship. And the only thing you see before you is you, because you're fulfilling the flesh. In Christ, things are new. Why? Because he's before you. We're no longer according to the flesh. Your obedience will determine your next level. Go to Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4. Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. He always wants to grip you with fear so you can't get to your next level. Philippians 4. Is everybody there? 4:4. What's it say? Rejoice. Everyone say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, and let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. There's no reason for a believer to be miserable, no matter what they're going through. The only reason why they become miserable is because they remove Christ out of the way and they put themselves in front.
Oh, man, but you don't know.
Yes, I do. Because Christ is no longer in front of you. You are. And now you're fearful. Verse 6. Be anxious for everything. Did you ever meet somebody? Man, they are anxious for everything. It's like you want to sit down and tie them up. Sit down, shut up, and listen. They got like a running motor. You got to, you know, you call them 20 because within a second they get 20 words out. Be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer. Let me tell you, if you're a believer and don't pray every morning, you're not a believer. You've been deceived. Because without prayer, you cannot have a relationship. It's impossible.
Well, I read my Bible.
Reading your Bible is not prayer. That's why people get a lot of knowledge and get puffed up and they have no relationship. Be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Rejoice! How many of y'all know anxiousness is associated with fear? Amen. When people are anxious, it's because of fear. Panic. Anybody ever make a wrong decision when you were panicking? Keep your hands down. And if you didn't think about it, you better repent. Amen. Rejoice always. Anxiousness is associated with fear. And fear is what Satan uses his power to control you. Fear always will cause you to look behind. Because you begin to remember the things from the past of what's happened. Promotes fear. How can things be made new then? 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. The next level is awaiting for you. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? Power and of love and a sound mind. When fear comes, man, that sound mind has just been flushed. There's no love except for self. And the power, people aren't even thinking about the power of Christ. Wah! Total fear. And that's all they see is themselves in front. What's going to happen to me? Then they become anxious. Fear nullifies power, love, and sound mind of God. How many of you know anger is associated with fear? Did you ever get around an animal that's afraid? Woo, man. Yeah. Anger is associated with fear. You know why people get offended? Because they're still protecting, they're trying to protect self. They're trying to prove self. Remember, self is the offspring of darkness. Pride protects self. Fear protects pride. Anger protects fear. Lying protects anger. And it brings you into the flesh. Now Satan is before you and you don't even realize it, but he looks like you. I'm going to say that again. Satan is before you and you don't even know it because he looks like you. Proverbs 12. Proverbs chapter 12. Let's read it, verse 25. Proverbs 12, 25, what's it say? Anxiety in the heart of man causes what? Depression. Whoa! Did you ever get around somebody that's, woe is me, and all depressed? Why? Because they have anxiety. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Whoa. Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17. And verse 22. Proverbs 17, 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. That's why he says rejoice. Again, I say rejoice always. It's a choice, isn't it? You know, if it just said joyce, it didn't. It said rejoice. In other words, keep rejoicing, man. Keep rejoicing and get yourself out of the way and let Christ get before you. Get in the faith. Get in the spirit so you can see Christ. A joyful heart is like good medicine. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Next level is awaiting you. No, you're not waiting on the next level. The next level is waiting on you. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. Would you read it with me? Therefore, if anyone what? Cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. In other words, be careful who you fellowship with. But avoid foolish, ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. When you see yourself in front, that is actually Satan. And he begins to tell you what he wants you to do. Now you begin to do his will. Go to Genesis 19. So we need to cleanse ourselves from the past. In other words, do not look back. Genesis 19. Verse 1. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Genesis 19, verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he arose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn in to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but we will spend the night in the open square." Now, these two angels were sent to Lot to get him out of Sodom. And they went to go get him out, him and his family, before that place was destroyed. Because bad things were about to happen there. Hello. God was about to destroy that place. So Lot was a covenant child of God. And he sent two angels there to get them out of there. He said, "Get your family together and get out." Are you with me? Verse 12. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them have grown great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-law who had married his daughters and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his son-in-laws, he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, "Escape for your life and do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains lest you be destroyed." Then Lot said to them, "Please, no, my lords. Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." And he said to him, "See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, and that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar. The sun has risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the land. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." Wow. In other words, the concern, the fear, don't look back. See, so many times we don't even realize that by looking back, we could die. Don't look back. Go forward. The past has nothing to offer you. Nothing. We must stop looking back because it does nothing but promote flesh. It causes you to see you. There'll be fear. And no man, the Bible says, those who live according to the flesh will what? Die. But those who live according to the Spirit will live. Philippians chapter 3. Don't look back. You know, you ever wonder what she looked back for? You know? I don't know if it was the whole city or the attachment of the place or, you know, their house or their goods or whatever it was. Maybe it was a pair of shoes she left behind. I don't know. Maybe it was the bling, you know? But there was something that had to grab hold of her heart to look back. See, they didn't take these angels seriously. They didn't take the warnings and the signs seriously. They figured just because they had relationship with the Lord that there would be no problem. But because of the relationship with the Lord, God sent the angels to them so that they could escape. But they took it nonchalantly, but not in a serious state. Philippians chapter 3, is everybody there? In verse 7, would you read it with me now? But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through what? Faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? Press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have what? This mind, so that we become like-minded. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind. The next level. I know this was a lot of information in here, but I encourage you, get it, learn it, see it, and use it. Because there's going to be a lot of things coming up. A lot of things coming up. Where we must be ready. And we can't allow fear to interfere with what we see. We can't allow pride or arrogance. You must rely on that relationship. And the knowledge that God has given you through revelation. The signs. Dreams and visions and things he's spoken to you. We are coming to a time in the season where there's going to be a lot more things happening. We haven't seen anything yet. And you're going to be totally dependent on your relationship with the Lord, walking in faith, so that the Lord is always before you. There are levels he's trying to get his people so they can overcome. See, the enemy sends out a flood. If his people are not to the level to overcome what the enemy is coming against them with, they get taken out. There's going to be a lot of people left behind who proclaim they're believers when the rapture comes. Many who thought they were all right.
Yeah, I know the Lord.
Do you? Do you really? See, we're to go beyond the salvation stuff. You go beyond salvation to relation. And in relation, revelation. In a revelation, he's always before you. Always. Always removing those things that come from your past in the front. Always saying, get behind me. Has everybody got it? The Bible says the word's a lamp unto our feet and a what? Light unto our path. Amen. Who's the Word? Jesus. That's why he's always before you. If he's not before you, you're hearing from somebody else. If you're in front, you're hearing from the stranger. And if the fruit of that is fear, you know. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things prayer and supplication. Relinquish yourself from the past, so that everything can be made new. If you're associated with the past, you're reacting. If you're associated with the future, because you're always walking in the future, you're responding. There's a difference. God is trying to get us to the next level because there's many souls out there. We need to infiltrate in those areas in the world system to rescue. Amen? Is everybody okay? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Lord, we want to say thank you for your word. And we so desire to be to the next level that you have prepared for us. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that, Lord, anything that is between us, that you'd remove it. In those areas where we have fallen short and not put you in front of us, but we've been in front of us the whole time, we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, grant us the strength, the power, and the anointing to get Satan behind us, that you're always in front of us. Increase our faith that we may see, and increase our love for you, that we may die to ourselves, whatever the cost. Letting go of the past, that everything can be made new, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah!